Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live!
TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. We've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It is a funky flashback Friday. And we are excited about the weekend and about the show. So keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you may be listening. And we are here for your entertainment and your information pleasure. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, brother?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? I'm having technical difficulties with my headphones. Can you hear me?
Yes, right. I hear you.
You hear
it's
me
all
fine?
Good
all right,
here.
There we go. All right.
You good? Can you see me? Hear me?
I can't see you, though. Can you put your video camera on?
Yeah, I'm about
on?
To. I'm coming on now.
I mean, what are you in your underwear there at home? I mean, what's going on?
Please, bro, you know, I'm working all day.
Yeah, all right. I'm just watching.
Just got home. Large download.
All right, there we go. I don't know about all that.
Yeah, you won't know about that. Thank God you don't know about all
no
that.
No doubt. Everything is good. It's a beautiful Friday. A great weekend, too, coming up. A weekend where I'm not going to be out of town and I don't have any plans. I'm looking forward to it. As you know, I've been really busy the last few weekends traveling these United States, so it'd be great to just chill. I'm going to head to a big Halloween party on Saturday night, but other than that, life is good.
Good, man. Good. Yeah, it's nice to have a day where you can just chill, you know, a weekend day, and that'll be good. Get refreshed and ready for next week. We got a great show for you today. Of course, all our normal stuff, Shekel City, Pigskin Pickoff, which I tore up last week. 4 out of 5, brother was doing.
But
his
we're
thing.
Throwing that week out, right, Rob G?
I don't think so, Rob
yeah,
G.
We're throwing
when
that
I
week
said
out.
That, he said,
No.
He said, you got two options, Rob.
Nope.
He said,
we got to throw it out.
VJ Husky can count for you.
Nope.
Oh, who was 2 and 3, by the way.
Yeah. No thanks.
And, or we just go percentages.
No, we could do that or throw that out. I think we should throw that one out. Rob G, you agree with me?
Yep.
Throw it out.
I thought you said percentages, Rob
no,
G.
We got to throw it out. No.
That wouldn't be fair.
Exactly.
Well, then why'd you say that last
because
week?
Because I wanted you to take it seriously, Chris.
Yes, please.
Well, I did, and I got 80%.
Nice. It's about time.
You made 80%. Some money, and now we keep it moving.
Yes.
80%.
All right. We know
that's
the math.
4 out
okay?
of 5.
Okay, we got it.
That's right.
Alex, really?
Bongos. All right. We got Mark Willard of 95.7 The Game up in the Bay Area coming up at the bottom
he
of the
He still owes me.
Hour.
You know what? When they hired, who's the GM there? John Lynch. When they hired John Lynch, he proclaimed that they're going to win a Super Bowl within the first 2 or 3 years.
Oh, you got to bring that up to him.
Yeah, I am.
Rub it in his face.
How many years has John Lynch been there now? It's like 4 or 5.
Not 2, not yeah, 3.
Yeah. At least. I think he's been there longer than
I think it's at least 5. Cause you're
I
right.
Think it's 6,
Chris, because I was working with him then.
Right.
I mean, right? And we've been doing this for 4-plus years now.
Yep. So, yep.
5
yep.
and a half years. I need my food when I go up to the Bay Area.
I've seen your belly from the Zoom.
No, what are you talking about?
You don't need your food. Don't be holding it in.
What are you talking about? I'm not holding anything in.
Holding the shirt flap.
All right. Anyway, let's get
look
this
at that.
Party
look
started.
At that.
We got the super producer, Rob G, in the house.
Alex
we got
pathetic,
DJ
right?
Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, a.k.a. Tom Crady.
Why can't
Dusty
my stomach
in
be,
the crates.
Be all the way around instead of just I don't understand that.
Yours is all the way. There's benefits to that, though, instead of just a pot belly.
I'd rather have it all the way around with some guys who are bigger, right?
I see what you mean.
You know what I mean? Have it
so
all the way around.
So what is yours?
Mine is
yours
just
is
sticks
just
out a,
belly? A
little bit. Yeah, and it'll go down once January comes, but I just let
really?
Myself go. Yeah. Alex, yeah. Can I get it done?
I don't know. I've never
when I'm
seen
ready
it
to do
big.
It?
If you go full
you
Parker
could,
and we're doing meat,
day.
Cheese, and mayo, yes.
I can, Chris.
But you don't do that anymore.
No, I just this has been a busy year for
it's
me.
It's been a while. A
lot of alcohol, a lot of food,
well, yeah.
a lot of parties.
I saw you yesterday in the Zoom. I was like, gosh.
Whatever, Chris.
Is that Rob? Is that Rob G?
Oh, wow.
No,
Rob G don't have a pot belly.
On the updates, our man, Steve Desager. All right, Rob.
Unbelievable. I'm calling HR after that.
big trade in the NFL. The San Francisco 49ers going for it. F those picks is what they're saying, Rob. Like Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan's good friend, coaching buddy. They did it and they got the Rams a championship, and the Niners are doing it too. They trade a second, a third, and a fourth round pick in the next draft, 2023, and a fifth round pick in 2024 for Christian McCaffrey. Great running back when he's healthy, 26 years old, not old, but not young. And they're going for it all, Rob. What are your thoughts?
Day late, dollar short.
Really?
Yep.
So do you think it's a bad trade or just...
I just don't think it's going to pan out the way that they hope. If this was a couple of years ago, Chris, right? He's been so injured, so banged up. I just don't know what's left there. I really don't. Now, if he comes in to San Francisco and gets it together and plays well, then they did the right thing. I don't look at him the same way. I really don't. McCaffrey's been hurt an awful lot. I think on paper, if you just see names, you go, wow.
Right.
That's awesome. Did they automatically, they're going to win the NFC this year because they made that trade? No. I don't feel that. And that,
I think it
and
makes
that's the
them-
trade that if you're going to make that, that's how you want to feel about it. You know what I mean? Like, oh, we just got the missing piece. I don't think that's it.
Well, here's how I look at it, whether or not they're the team to beat in the NFC. When I think of the teams to beat, like if you said who are the teams or the team to beat in AFC, I would say Buffalo and Kansas City. Like I think there is a gap. That doesn't mean they're definitely winning it. I'm just saying there's a gap in my mind between those two teams and everyone else in the AFC. I cannot say that about San Francisco now. I think they're better. Rob, you're absolutely right about Christian McCaffrey and his injury history. It's sad because it's derailed what may have, what looking like it would, might be a Hall of Fame career at one point.
Right.
But this year he's been healthy. This year he's been healthy and he's been good. And so I do think it's a good trade. They gave up, as I said, four picks. But remember, Rob, they have two compensatory picks from when, you know, the rule the NFL had where if a minority coach or executive is hired from your organization,
they actually have six
in another organization, they get picks. Well, they've lost some of them though, or traded or used or whatever, but they got two of the third round ones left. And so in this upcoming draft, they really lost one pick, a second rounder. The fourth rounder will equate with the extra third rounder they have. So they still got two third round picks, not costing them any really much money at all this year. In the following years, it'll be $12 million for the next 3 years each. But I think it's a good trade. I agree with you. It doesn't definitively put them above the fray in the NFC. You still might say Philly is the favorite. But San Francisco's right there. Like I think Philly, Dallas, San Francisco, and Tampa, if they get it together, are the four teams out there that are the top. I don't know if you want to include Minnesota. I don't at this point. We'll see how they continue to play. But I think it was a good trade. And it'll be the interesting thing, Rob, is they didn't need, like, their system. It's kind of plug in the running back. I mean, we've seen every running. Remember Raheem Mostert looked like a superstar in the playoffs when they went to the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember, what was that game? Was that against the Packers? He ran for 200 yards.
It was like, looked like O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, he was amazing.
This year, Jeff Wilson Jr. is playing well. So I don't think they got him so much. Obviously, he'll help the running game and make it better. But I think, Rob, his ability to catch out of the backfield, those check downs and things like that, and turn some of those into big gains and even big touchdowns, I think that's where his value will really be seen. And, Rob, as you and I both like Jimmy G, but I think we both understand he's a game manager. And that's really the reason I don't put them ahead of the rest of the pack in the NFC is because I don't know about in the playoffs, but I know Jalen Hurts right now looks better than Jimmy G. Dak, I think people would say, is better than Jimmy G. And obviously Tom Brady, or if the Packers get it together, Aaron Rodgers. So they don't have a star quarterback. That's what, to me, makes it hard to say, oh, they're the team to beat in their conference. But I think when you don't have the star quarterback, what do? You put stars around them. And Debo, Kittle, I like Brandon Ayuk, even though he's not a star. And now you add Christian McCaffrey. And so you've got playmakers and game breakers with Jimmy G, Rob. And I think it definitely makes them better. But you are right. They got to stay healthy because him and they are too often banged up.
Yeah, I mean, it could work out. I'm just saying, it wasn't like, wow, they just got the magic formula and they're going to be in the NFC Championship game or get to the Super Bowl. I just didn't feel like that. And, you know, maybe they just had picks laying around and they're trying to do the Rams thing. It worked out for them.
Right.
Which is funny because they dropped the interception that might not have been worked for the Rams. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's
right.
How close it is, Chris. Like,
right.
That is really, if you're the 49ers, you could have felt like, man, we were right there, and we could have been that if that guy held on. I can't remember his name.
Absolutely. Jaquaski Tart.
Yes, I should. Mr. Tart, who's no longer in the NFL.
That.
Right. I mean.
Right.
But
remember, Rob, last year, did you feel when the Rams added Von Miller, when they added OBJ?
I still
those are good pickups.
Yeah,
but
I still didn't think. Nah.
Yeah, you didn't know
I didn't know what the road was. Yeah. I didn't know what the road was. I didn't know some of the other issues that came up. You know what I mean? If you go back and think the Rams had to go to Tampa Bay, you know, on the road and win that game and whatnot, you could have made a case. And then Kyler Murray was terrible in that game. Remember that? Like one of the worst games for their first road game. Yeah, I mean, it was things that worked out for them, but they won. They won. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, how this thing plays out. But I'm not stamping them saying they just won the room. I'm not there.
Right. All right, Rob and I both think this trade made them better, but not the definitive team to be in the NFC. What say you, 877-99 on Fox? Your turn to weigh in. Does Christian McCaffrey put San Francisco over the hump and into another Super Bowl? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
All right, it's The Odd Couple. We are live from the TireRack.com studios, and we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could go high, which we will, with Discover and talk about how with them you can redeem your cash in any amount at any time It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. 877-99 on Fox. How'd you like the Christian McCaffrey trade for the Niners? Your turn to weigh in.
All right, let's kick it off with Steve in San Jose. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Steve?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Good to talk with you. I listen to you every day.
Man, thank you.
Thank you.
But hey, man, CMC coming to San Francisco is only good things because Jimmy G, not a dynamic quarterback, so the more dynamic players around him, the better for the offense. So add that in, all good. McCaffrey doesn't need to carry a load. Debo doesn't need to carry a load. They're kind of interchangeable. One on the left, one on the right. Let's see how that offense rolls.
All right.
Yeah, I agree.
Them off of the Rams, so they don't got to play against them because from the reports, it seemed like the Rams were in on it. And obviously Lynch and them probably knew that, so might as well scoop them up and put them on your squad rather than play against them.
Nah, I hear you.
Well, there's always a thought of that is keeping somebody away, you know, from a team. You know, when you go grab somebody, maybe you don't totally need them, but you say to yourself, "Well, we don't want him, the Rams to get him, so let's just do it, and keep him away." All right, Sean in Charlotte, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sean?
Good evening, gentlemen. How you guys doing today?
We are good, man. How are you?
Doing great. Hey, first of all, I want to shout out my daughter who is in med school at UCSF, University of California, San Francisco. Shout out to her in the ophthalmology department. She's doing great things. I love her to death.
Congrats. That's awesome.
That's great. Yes. That's great. Congratulations.
As far as the San Francisco thing, man, I think it's good for San Francisco. It's great for Debo Samuel. He don't have to be in the backfield as much. He can operate like he wanted, as he claimed he wanted to, as a wide receiver. So that gives him the opportunity to do that. And now you have a dual threat in the backfield who can also run out in the route patterns. So it puts more pressure on defense. It makes them better. And last but not least, those guys get hurt all the time in San Francisco. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know what kind of water they're drinking, but they forever injured. So now they have an extra person, an extra body, especially at the running back position that they can play.
No doubt. All right, appreciate the call.
And he's a question mark. I mean, they do, Rob. I don't know what's going on with them, but injuries are always
certain teams too. Yeah, and I don't get it. I agree. Like, you wonder about the training staff if they're doing something wrong, Chris, or what. But it is true. Tony in Texas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tony?
What up? Great show.
Thank you.
I think this puts San Francisco a little below Philadelphia. I think right now Philadelphia is the best team on both sides of the ball because they can only get the second half going like they do the first half.
I
think him coming to San Francisco, the problem in Carolina was that he was the whole offense. It was him right, him left. You know, he was whole offense. The backups weren't that good. But in San Francisco, I think they're probably going to use him less, and he'll be ready for the playoffs. And being in the division that they're in right now, they have a chance to overtake the Rams. So I think it's a good trade for San Francisco.
They're the best team in that division, Rob, as far as I'm concerned. I think that to me is solidified. Arizona, Seattle, and the Rams. I got the Niners better than all of them.
Yeah, not. I mean, they've had some downs as well, but the other teams seem to be more flawed. Like,
yes,
right? Would you
say
that?
I had them as the best team even without this trade. Now, with this trade, I definitely got them as the best team in that division.
Yeah, it's a division that you thought would be a little bit better, but definitely not. I mean, I still can't get over how bad the Cardinals are. And even the Rams have been, you know, up and down bad.
Rams are not what
even
they
the
were
wins.
A year ago. That's
yeah,
for sure.
It's just amazing. But that's where we are in the NFL.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and there was a little brouhaha last night. Speaking of the Cardinals, Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury getting into it, and it was ugly. How bad was it? We'll get into that next, but first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Live from the TireRack.com studios on this Funky Flashback Friday. Rob, did you see, I know you did, because we were on the air. You saw Kyler Murray and really him going at Kingsbury. I don't know,
Kingsbury,
Rob, do we have
what
the sound?
He called a timeout while they were at the in the red zone at, what, the 2 or 3 yard line. He called a timeout. I think Kyler was mad that he had to play, was ready to go, and the coach stopped it. Am I guessing? Is that what it looked
like?
That
was pretty much it. And, and Kyler, all we saw was, at least what I saw, was Kyler going off on Kingsbury, walking toward the sideline saying, calm the F down, calm the F down, yelling. And Kingsbury, according to Kyler after the game, he was really animated. That's why he was saying, chill out, as he used it after the game. But here's Kyler and Kingsbury talking about it after the game.
An altercation, you kind of, the way he sets up, you ready to say you what was happening in that moment?
I mean, that was just one of those things on the field. We had a difference of opinion.
Calm down.
Yeah, he said I didn't look good on TV, acting that fiery. So he said, I don't know, this is a Gen Z thing. You're on TV, so calm down. Like, I like showing emotion. So
this year, Cliff, is that okay?
Yeah, I mean, it's good. I think we're working through, like I said, working through as an offense where we want to be and what we want to do. And when you have competitors that have a level of intensity like that, I think it'll keep pushing us forward.
Got into it a little bit out there at that one at the goal line. Cliff kind of just shrugged it off and said, Patterson didn't look too good on camera. Confrontation.
I mean, he's over there. He's sometimes, he's real animated over there on the sideline sometimes. So it's all, it's never, calm down. We're good. You know, we're going to make it right. We ended up scoring, so that was good. But, that's all I was saying. Just chill out.
Trying to calm down a little bit.
No, the clock was running down, and we couldn't have got off the play that we were trying to run. So it was, I guess it was my fault. I'll take it.
What'd you think, Rob?
It's football, not the end of the world. It happens. Miscommunication, disagreement, plays being called. I didn't think it was a big deal. Other than we got to see it, and they talked about it. I don't think they're hiding anything that was some deep-rooted secret, or you know what I mean, like something that's going to linger. It was just the heat of the moment. That's what I got from it.
It's startling to see a player yell at his coach like that, particularly the head coach. You've seen, on the sidelines, a player get into it with a coordinator. Remember, we saw Patrick Mahomes and Eric Bieniemy go at it, and you've seen other incidents like that. But it's rare to see that with a head coach, and particularly with the language that Kyler was using. I mean, he dressed down the coach to some degree. But it really, Rob, I do think, like you said, it's one of those things that looked much worse on television than it is in real life, and that could maybe go for every argument that a person has, right?
Well, when you see it, people,
if my wife and I are in an argument and everybody saw it, it might look, you might think all types of things about our relationship that aren't true, because arguments, I mean, that's how they are. It looks like the people don't like each other and so on and so forth. I'm not going to say there are certainly instances where it really means something. There's an underlying issue there and it comes out, but people should not jump to the conclusion that every time you see something like this happen, Rob, they don't like each other. Kyler hates Kingsbury or vice versa. Like, this isn't going to last. Like, sometimes it's really that serious. I'd say more often than not, Rob, it's heat of the moment or competitive juices or frustration in the moment. Maybe the team has been losing, as is the case like with Arizona. So I just think I don't know for a fact, but I do think this one is not as big of a deal as it looked like.
Yeah, I'm just, it's got to be like you got to have a history, or they came to blows, or you know what I mean, or four people had to hold Kyler Murray back. Now right. we got a story. Do you know what I mean? Like if I'm right. seeing that, where you like you lose it, and you got to be restrained. Then I'm like, okay, this is boiled over from something else.
Right.
This ain't just a little disagreement. And people disagree. We argue on this show all the time. I mean,
right.
it happens. I'm and right, you're wrong, and I just got to explain it to you. Oh, I'm sorry.
I think, too, people have to understand. And look, this is not something you want to see on a regular basis. You know, a guy yelling, players yelling at their coach like that. But you also have to understand, I mean, these are grown men now. Like, Kyler's not in high school. He's a grown man, and, you know, even though you respect your coach and his authority.
A grown man with $100 million in the bank. I just want to add
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, and more coming, right?
Right.
But Rob, I had an incident. Remember the coach, my college basketball coach, one of them?
Yeah.
That we had on the show. He and I had an incident like this. I was coming down on I think it was a two-on-one break. And I faked a pass to my teammate who was filling the lane. And I pulled up for a jumper. And
he thought you should have given up the rock,
yes,
right?
Yes, I got fouled. Well, a player came from behind and fouled me because he knew it was money if he hadn't fouled me.
No,
right?
I mean, he didn't think that. He just figured you couldn't make any free throws.
So I'm like, look, I'm at the line and my coach is yelling, give up, pass the ball, like going off. And I'm like, dude, I'm at the line. Like, I got fouled. Like, I'm going to score, you know, I might score, you know. So I'm going at it with him, like at the free throw line, yelling at him, probably cursing, if I remember correctly. And took me out. I went to the end of the bench.
Were you hot? Did you turn? You were red,
off.
Weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
You were red, Chris. I know.
I was pink at least, you know. But I'm, you know, upset. And I don't know if he came down or the assistant came down and calmed me down. And, you know, I ended up getting back in the game a little later. And, you know, we did talk, but it wasn't nothing. It never was a big deal the rest of the season. And I ended up getting the coach's award that year, like, you know, for the player exemplifying the hustle and heart and all that stuff. So my point is these things aren't always a big deal. And Rob, sometimes, and you've seen this in our business, there sometimes writers, not all, but I've seen it with some writers or broadcasters or opinionists, commentators, whatever you want to call it, they'll always hearken to a situation like this and always like assume and argue that these two don't like each other. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you remember when they got into it. And that, again, that might be the case sometimes.
But not,
you
not
can't
always.
Assume it's always. And I would say, and I think you would agree, most of the time, it's not like dudes hate each other.
You can tell when it's
the heat of the moment type thing.
Right. There's times when it's deep-rooted, Chris, and you know there's an issue.
Yep.
Just because of the intensity of it, right? Or the language used, or, you know, there could be one where you, if you've ever experienced or heard it. I would say that the Draymond Green one with Durant, do you know what I mean? Like, that wasn't just like a disagreement. Like, he tried to dress him down or embarrass him.
And that went on. Yeah, that's,
do you know what
good,
I mean?
That's a like, good example. Like, I mean, and obviously they made up.
But I'm saying at that time, though, that was like, that's an issue there, something right there that they had.
Yeah, because and you know what, Rob? And I think that's a great point you brought up, example. And I think the reason that we knew it was an issue was because of what Draymond was saying.
Hey, that's what I'm saying.
Not just that he called him the B word. Now, that may, if Kyler Murray had been,
nah, but
calm
he's, but
the
he's,
F down, you
right.
B, you know what I mean?
But he's saying,
but
like, we don't need you. Right.
Get out of here. Go ahead, leave. Like, that told you, this is, oh, wow, this is like some deeper stuff. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right, right.
Like, you're talking about what he's going to do in the future.
Right, this dude won two championships yep. with you, and you're telling him, we don't need you. Like,
right.
I was like,
right.
A slap
like
in
if
the
they
face.
Had just been arguing, like Durant's like, yo, give me the rock. And he's like, man, I saw you. I was going to hit you. Don't worry about that, man. Look, I got it. I know what I'm doing. Like, that would have been different. But he brought up, like, real issues that were going on at that time. So that's a great point. That's a great example of how when you know it can be deeper. Or if there's a punch thrown, like with Jordan Poole.
Yes.
That gives you a hint, too. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Shekel City is next, and a little bit of baseball. That's next on the Odd Couple. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
All right. You know what time it is when you hear that bass. It's time for the Odd Couple, brought to you from TireRack.com studios. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. It's time, folks, for Shekel City.
Aaron Rodgers had some beautiful balls.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Shekel City, great place. BetMGM is a great place to check on the big games and put down a few shekels. Let's start it here, Chris. My best bet for the night, Grizzlies -6.5 at the Rockets.
Wow.
I like the Grizzlies. The okay. Bulls +2.5 at the Wizards. And the Raptors, I'm taking the Nets -2.5. I just think the Nets need to win that game after that poor performance in the opener. 2.5 is not that much. What is it? It's 8-6 right now. You know what I mean? Early on in the game. No big deal. All right. There you go again. Best bet, Grizzlies -6.5. Bulls +2.5. And the Nets -2.5. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. Whatever.
All right. It's the Odd Couple. And Rob, Yankees Padres 1-1?
No.
2-1, I mean.
What are you talking about? The Padres, Phillies, you mean?
Yeah, I'm my bad.
Yeah, you
my
said
bad.
Yankees. Yeah, that's my pick for the World Series. Yes, 1-1. They're in Philadelphia for Game 3. And the Padres, Joe Musgrove, who is very good and has been for them, is on the mound. You know, it's 1-1, Chris. You go to Philadelphia.
Do you have anything on his ears?
Yeah, his ears look good. They don't look too red.
They look shiny.
Yeah, they don't look shiny.
They
like
were
they
shining
did.
Like a star.
Yeah, they it looked like something was going on.
Previous series, it did.
Right,
it did.
But they tested him. There was nothing on him. He just looked. They look super red. But no, it looks like all is good, and they are in the bottom of the first. Padres didn't score their first at bat, but it's going to be a good series. I think those are two teams, Chris, that. No one. I think it could go 7 games. Like, that's how evenly matched they are. Both are overachievers. There's nobody better than the other team here. It really isn't.
No, they're both really good teams. And I think I'm looking forward to an exciting series. To be honest, both of these, I don't know. I mean, unless Houston, you think they can pull away from the Yankees?
No, because I think Gerrit Cole pitches game 3. They got their two best pitchers pitching at Yankee Stadium. So you could get to 2-2, you know what I mean? And they didn't get blown out. Looks like the Phillies up 1-0. Schwarber just went deep, Chris, with a solo home run off of Musgrove. But yeah, I don't look at it that way because the Astros pitched their two best pitchers at home. Right? They didn't blow the Yankees out. They lost 4-2 and 4-3, right? They didn't get blown out.
The Yankees, they were striking them out a lot.
Oh, it was ridiculous. They struck out over 30 times in those two games.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. That's the big thing about the playoffs, and that's the pitching is way better for whatever reason.
Well, I mean, you're facing the best teams.
Right.
And
best
typically
pitchers.
They have the best pitchers.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's harder to hit during the postseason. A lot of times you see it, and the bad part is it's a struggle. It's always, I don't care how good you saw the Dodgers struggle. Mookie Betts had 2 hits in the postseason.
Right.
He's one of the best players in the game. So, anyway, I expect a good weekend of baseball, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
How about
go ahead.
I was going to say that Judge hit. I don't want to use the Yankees' excuse that the roof was open, so I pulled it in.
Rob, I thought
that's ridiculous.
Was so weak.
Right. I mean, he just missed it.
Was it only open for him?
No, it was open the whole game.
Man. I know. I'm just saying.
Bregman hit a 3-run home run when it opened.
What are you talking about? Like, Rob, that's one of those things where, and I don't have any, I mean, I don't think Aaron Boone's a great manager. I don't think all that's
just okay.
On him.
Right.
I think a lot of it's dictated to him too. But that I don't like hearing that. I don't like hearing excuses. I don't think he tried to say it like an excuse, but why even go there?
I wouldn't have gone there. I would have just said, man, we came close. Judge, it looked like he hit a home run to put us ahead, right?
Yep.
A 2-run home run to win the game.
He just needed a little bit more
underneath that.
Like
that's
that.
All. And hey, we were this close from getting what we wanted, which would have been a split in Houston, right? Our big guy was up there. He just missed it. And leave it at that.
Was he asked about the roof?
That I didn't hear.
In the question?
I didn't hear the question.
But you know what? It's not, even if he was, I don't think he was, but even if he was, you dismiss it.
Yeah, I wouldn't put that out there.
I don't know. I'm just, the roof was open for everybody.
Do you remember that? Justin Fields when they were talking about, no, it was the 49ers quarterback. About the cold in Chicago, you remember that? Like how cold it was, or no, the rain.
Oh, Trey Lance.
Trey Lance about the rain. And then we're like, okay.
Did he say it?
No. But I was saying when they brought that up, we're talking about excuse about the rain. We're like, well, Justin Fields was the quarterback for the Bears. He played in the rain too.
Thank you. I just don't like, and I'm not saying it's gonna matter. in the series or anything.
No.
But I just don't like even entertaining things like that. Even sometimes, Rob, if it's legitimate, you just don't need to entertain anything that could be is in the anything that's in spitting distance of an excuse. I don't think you need to entertain.
You can leave that stuff off.
Right. Leave that to the writers and the commentators.
That's not coming out of my mouth.
Right. Absolutely. And look, it looked like he got it, but it just wasn't there. It was a good play. It didn't even have to be a great catch, right? It was a good catch, but it wasn't anything spectacular. But Judge made a spectacular catch, right?
He sure did.
He's
a good player, Chris.
Yeah. For those that maybe only were looking at the the homers, the numbers, and not watching him, he's a good fielder, too.
And he's got a good arm. He's a really good all-around player. Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's where you kind of saw that. He was a tight end in football, right? That's where you kind of saw that.
Can you imagine throwing to him?
A guy that big going after it. He had a diving catch in right field for those that didn't see it. I mean, that's unusual. So it was good. But, yeah, I agree. Like, a lot of good baseball coming up this weekend. All right, we got 2 hours left. Lock it. Tom Crady.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.